All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the It Cast. I am your host, Nika Sherelle. Okay, the It Cast is our community outreach podcast that increases diversity in conversations on health and sexuality. Through this work, we are creating a world where all people feel loved, honored, and respected. We have some events coming up for you this season. Join us November 4th through 7th for The Chase. It is a wonderful event up here in Northern California, where ultimately we're going to get dressed up in costumes and go play hide and seek in the woods and have a great weekend. So learn more at chase.pet and go ahead and get your tickets now. They also feed you all weekend, and there's three hot tubs. Okay, three. The Global Sexual Health and Freedom Summit is coming up February 4th and 5th, 2023. Early bird tickets are available now. Please go get them for that deep discount. You can register at sexhealthsummit.com. Again, early bird tickets on sale now, sexhealthsummit.com. Reach out. If you want to get one-on-one coaching with me, you can visit my link tree and book a free connection session. And definitely reach out so that we can discover how I can serve you. Ask us anything, ask us now on the show, send in your Q&A before, after, whatever. We want to hear from you. We want to serve you. We want you to be a part of our community. So get access to our bonus content on Patreon. You can see the green room and the after chat, and support all of the work that we do here. Subscribe to this YouTube channel and share with your community. All right, let's dive in. This week's topic is real talk on standing up for peace. Today in the booth, we have Shady B. Shady B is an Arabic drag queen from the Middle East. In 2021, Shady B decided to become a drag queen after finding many, many elements in drag enjoyable, like sewing, makeup, and crafts. Through Queen's journey, Queen has overcome racism and xenophobia while navigating what it means to find safe spaces within the LGBTQ+ community. Shady B, join us on the show.
Hello.
Hi, Queen.
Hey.
Gorgeous. How are you today?
I'm fabulous today. I woke up so early. Sorry, this is my quick track.
Gorgeous. Regardless. Okay, so please go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're choosing to do this show.
Hello, my name Shady B is my stage name. I'm an Arabic drag queen all the way from Middle East. So I decided to do drag because I found out like it's a lot of elements I really enjoy: sewing, craft, art. Also like just push boundaries, like, you know, feel my fantasy, you know.
Oh, I love that. Feel the fantasy. You know, and I don't think enough people do that, you know, like really like stepping back and expressing and having that kind of fun. Like, oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you for living that.
Thank you.
I won't lie. I get a little bit like I'll see the performances and I'm like, I would love to do that. And then I see all the work that goes into it and like just all of it. And I'm like, I'm not.
By the way, drag these days for everybody does not have a gender. You know what I mean? Everyone like can do drag these days.
Absolutely. I'm saying I don't like to sew.
Not like with sewing, you know. There are a lot of them like buying stuff or people made for them, you know? But drag is just something like, you feel like it, you put in another character, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, like you feel like not afraid, you know what I mean? Speak about issues, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just expressing yourself, like, you know?
Yeah. So let's talk about some of those issues. You know, I know when we spoke before, we talked a lot about how you really have a platform, you know, and an opportunity to talk about things that don't actually get discussed, especially you know, in subsets of these communities and, you know, in your past. So please go ahead and share. What is it that you like to speak about?
I have a lot of things to talk, you know what I mean? But right, most of the part right now in this drag scene or LGBTQ plus, you know what I mean? When I started like, you know, going to shows, I feel like not welcoming, you know what I mean? I saw a lot of issues that other people, they can't speak about it because some people, oh, I don't want to be in trouble. Like, I see like they treated like queens of colors very badly, you know what I mean? Sometimes, unfortunately, from queen of colors, they do to other queen of colors. But they never meant like, oh, we are like same, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Until like I speak up, like a lot of people like said like, you know, say, oh, you're brave person. I say, well, yes, you have to stand up for yourself. Otherwise, will never be a change. Nobody gonna hear about these issues inside the community because I thought the community is celebrating others, you know what I mean? Left touch other, like, you know what I mean? Other cultures, you know? I found out the opposite completely. I don't want to say everyone, but most people in the scene, that's how they're doing, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like I said, well, if the community, like LGBT, like they do that, how about the other communities?
Right, right.
It just wasn't shocking to me, but there's still good people in it too, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But those good people, they cannot support me, stand for me, because they will be in trouble too.
Right, right. Everybody is trying to survive that, and it's like niche culture is what I'll call it. You know, it's like it is a subset of the greater and overall problems is really what I'll call it. What I'm hearing you say is that, you know, like because it's such a rat race and it's so competitive and there's such small limited space for even representation of queens of color, then it becomes this like, I'm gonna hold you down, or like, there's only room for one of us here, and to just continue to like oppress other people instead of actually coming together and saying, we deserve this space.
Yep. And in these days, what they do right now, they follow the trending cultures. What culture is gonna benefit them?
Ooh.
That's just like, it's something, it's, and beautiful things they do, because people like, in these days, people, they know, you know what I mean, what are you doing? But one day they're gonna call you out. They will let you run with it, but you're gonna get called out, you know? That's what they don't, unfortunately, like, you know what I mean? So, oh, she's Middle Eastern. Who cares about her? She doesn't have an issue in this country. Let's not pay attention, let's push her aside. Let's focusing on what gonna benefit us, the club, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, oh, we're gonna look like we are so like very nice people, we're supporting like people of colors, but people we chose to support.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what happened, unfortunately, in any industry, like music, movies, like any platform of art.
Yeah.
It happened, like, unfortunately, you know what I mean? But it's a good thing at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, because before they don't support them at all, you know what I mean?
Right.
Finally, like, I see my friends, like, you know, Queens of Colors, they had the mic. They have a voice, you know what I mean? Hosting. It makes me so like happy, like, you know what I mean? I said, yeah, finally, after like we all speak up about the issue.
Yeah.
It makes me happy in a certain way, like, you know what I mean? I don't want to take this moment from them because I want to celebrate them too, you know what I mean? Because in the end, like, just like unfortunately, sometimes society decide for us, oh, this person from this culture, the other person from cultures. It just makes me sad. Sometimes I try to fight it so hard. Like, I don't want this stereotype, you know what I mean? I believe in we're all humans. We all deserve opportunity, you know what I mean? That is my main goal. Like, I try to fighting so hard, not society decide for me, oh, calling these people from this group, other group, you know what I mean? I believe in we all deserve support, love, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter where are you from, what color you are. In the end, we're all humans. Like,
yeah,
we breathe the same air. We sleep at the night, we breakfast in the morning. We do everything the same. Like,
yeah,
why try to like make the difference?
Yeah. Oh, and you know,
frustrated.
It is, you know, in talking about cultural fads, you know, like it leans into capitalism, you know, and like what, who is hot right now, what's in. And I've definitely seen it change consistently over the years. But, you know, we talked about how representation is not inclusion. And like that whole conversation around, you know, there's not a whole lot of space. So we'll have this happen or we'll have that happen. And that's so, it's so oppressive inside a community that's supposed to be welcoming, you know, as you had mentioned. I have this sticker. And I'm actually, I don't know where it came from, but I'm going to have to find it and order more. It's the best thing. It says, being queer does not give you a right to be racist. I love that sticker. I got as many as I could. And now I'm like, I just need to start sending them out to people, not like because they're racist, but because they'll get the conversation. It's like, this is something that we deal with. This is something that we live inside of. And it's no different from any other system that's out there in terms of prejudice. And you came a long way to be in this community, you know?
Yeah. Actually, you know, so I originally from Iraq, Baghdad. So I got immigrated in Jordan, from Jordan, which is a Middle East country. From Jordan, I came to US. Actually, this is my third country. I went through a lot, unfortunately, bad experience in my life. I can't even really talk about it. It's gonna take a long time. Because, you know, I don't want to sometimes open, like, wounds, old wounds, you know. It's just, like, not pleasant things. But I would like to share it one day, you know what I mean? Yeah. If they said, like, the more you talk about it, the more it became less pain, you know. So, yeah, like, I moved here, to be honest, looking for peace of mind, you know what I mean? I want to be surrounded by people, like, really, you know, supporting with love, you know what I mean? Treat me like a human. Don't treat me like I'm from Middle East, I'm a Muslim, da da da, you know what I mean? Right. Just treat me the way I treat you. Like, I usually, when I go somewhere, like, you know what I mean? Smiling, say hi, you know what I mean? Some people, like, unfortunately, in the scene, they say, oh, you're too much, and then don't get in our, like, space. I said, what did I say? I just want to say hi, like,
The whole phrase, too much. Oh, it's that phrase is too much. It's not okay, because that's definitely one of the primary discriminating terms, you know, that gets used out there, like, oh, like, you're too much, you're doing too much, you're saying too much, don't stand out. Like, it's overwhelming to me, it makes me uncomfortable, you're doing too much. No, like, don't squelch someone else's culture and expression and who they are and who they're being just because you're uncomfortable. That's not okay.
Yeah, they said, oh, don't speak about issues on the media. Then you guys don't want to listen to me. So who are gonna talk to? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that experience the same thing. They also, people reach me out for that, you know what I mean? When I speak about issues, unfortunately, there's people like in this scene, oh, back to your country. They tried to silence me, you know me. I have all like screenshots. Those people, like, there's bigger people that support them. I've been mentioned like in my post Badland. I told them, you like encourage those people to attack me because stand up for my rights, my, you know me, and they never respond. Because the manager, she's a drag queen. She's unfortunately, she's a queen of colors, but she never admit that. Mm. You know me, she's like more to other side, lean to.
Like, did we talk about that yet? Yeah, I think like you're talking about the whole prejudice of leaning away from being a person of color because of
the against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still like, you know, I feel like I'm really don't feel comfortable to say, oh, this queen of color, da da da. It's still like, I know the society tried to push it on us. I tried to do my best not to use labels. You know what I mean? Like for example, the police, when they call you, you know what I mean? Something happened. Oh, what this person raised.
Right.
I feel like so sad to say, oh, this person raised like that, da da da. It just like, it's unfortunate things, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We experience every day with labels, like, you know what I mean? With the stereotype. I just like, sometimes when I talk about it, I feel like uncomfortable, you know what I mean? Really, I feel uncomfortable, like, you know, or sometimes people try to change you, like, you know, you have to fit, you know what I mean? I said, no, I don't have to fit. It's me. I will not feel comfortable. I'm sure I'm going to go to the bed with guiltiness, you know what I mean? Because this is not me, you know what I mean? I have to be me because I've been living in Middle East, like I didn't have voice. People like choose things for me, you know what I mean? I'm supposed to be, this is a land of freedom, you know, especially California, you know what I mean? It's just like, I feel like I'm chasing, like, I get being chased, sorry, by things like related to the past, you know, things I didn't really like, you know, until these days here, I feel like it just like uncomfortable, you know what I mean? The way who I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the judgments and the labels and prescriptions that other people put on us and don't actually allow us to be who we are. Like, it's so real. I can think of, like every time there's a police description, it starts off with race. 100% starts off with race. And it's like, it's such a discriminating factor. Because then there's all these determinations of, oh, well, this is how you're going to treat them. And this is how we can assume they'll behave and like how much protection that they'll get or they won't get. And I mean, it's like your skin tone is like your physical zip code. Like, it's insanity. And so coming over here to like step away from the people telling you who you are and what you can say and what you can do. I hear that there's just so much freedom in that. And there are a lot of people who are still living in that space of shame and being manipulated into not getting to be and have who they are and being relabeled.
Yeah, like that's why I always have a conversation with my friends here. Like I said, just like, I feel sometimes comfortable, like, the way people here like treat each other, you know what I mean? To be honest, like racism everywhere in any cultures, you know what I mean? But I never thought that's the big amount of racism in this country. I never imagined that, like, you know what I mean? I said like, well, what difference I made in my life, you know what I mean? There's still a lot of things I face daily here, like, you know?
Yep.
But always I try to be positive, always smiling, like, you know, just not try so hard not like things get the best of me. I try like my best celebrating who I am around people really celebrate me as who I am, you know what I mean? I'm glad I have a few people like, you know, but unfortunately the big amount of hate from again from others.
The what you get from others?
Like the big hate, like, you know, I get little support, but most of it is the opposite, like hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or some people judge you, oh, but just because I stood up for myself, oh, I want to deal with this person, you know?
Right. It's so easy to judge the people who are actually up doing and saying something. Yeah. Like, it's to push down and oppress, it's that fear and that shame of like, well, don't out us is one of the things. It's like, there's so many different types of fear. And I apologize, I didn't mean to cut you off. But, you know, I was thinking about when you were sharing around like not, it was something regarding pride. And you not being able to like be up on the stage and represent, for who you are.
Yeah, like, you know, when things happened to me when I tried to stand up for myself, a lot of people like try silent me. I was about wanting to talk to the LGBT. They told me no. There's a lot of people tell me they all work together, they benefit each other, you know me. They're not gonna do anything to you. I kind of like regret I didn't want to talk to them, but I know the person who I have big issue with working directly with the LGBT, you know? Mm-hmm. I said, of course they're not gonna take my side, you know what I mean? Or sometimes people judge me by my accent, you know what I mean? Say, oh, just like listen to you talking like that. Okay, we hope everything will fine. Yeah, like, yeah, I asked to be honest, I reached out to a few people, like, you know, for the pride in SAC, you know. I want to present it, you know, my culture, you know, because I know we have a lot of queer people. They're still in their closet. They feel afraid, even here, living here. Probably when I see them on the stage presenting, oh, I'm from Middle East, you know, maybe I'm going to inspire a lot of people. I'm sure a lot of people want to be a drag queen, drag king, drag thing, you know? I would like, you know, be a stage, like presenting, you know, celebrating my culture, let those people get inspired, you know what I mean? Inspire those new generation, like from queer people, you know? I asked for a very small thing, like they saw it, but they didn't reply. Yeah.
Right. I have definitely had the experience that my voice doesn't matter until it's in style. You know, like as an educator and a coach, I have reached out for a number of things like, hey, I'd love to offer this to your community. And it wasn't until Black Lives Matter actually mattered. Then all of a sudden the places that I had reached out to were reaching back to me like, oh, hey, yeah, no, we want you now. And it's like, that actually feels really gross.
It hurts. You know, I reached you at that time. I really want you. You know what I mean? Because, oh, trending, my culture is trending right now. You used me.
Yes. Yes. The representation is not inclusion. You know, and it's like,
it doesn't have a meaning for them. No, they does not have a meaning. It's just like a trademark, you know? Yeah. It's just, well, I know like sometimes it goes two ways, you know what I mean? Because we need like to be seen, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, there's things in not right way, but we need to be seen, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know they don't meant it, you know what I mean? Really, from their heart. But you cannot say no to the opportunities in life, you know?
Well, it's true, you know, we do need to be seen, and it's about showing up and showing up and showing up until it's not unusual that you're there. You know, like, yes, representation definitely starts some of it, but it's when it's just for the photo op versus actually like who you are representing and who you're inspiring. And it does do both. You're absolutely right. And I think that people need to see faces like yours so that they know that it's good and it's safe and they can, like, you said it the other day, it was so perfect. Small conversations lead to big movements.
Wow. Yeah, that's how big movements happen. Like, you have always, I'm just encouraging people, like, who are watching right now, always speak up. Do not be afraid, you know what I mean? Because if you don't speak up, there's a lot of people gonna hurt. You know what I mean? The new generation. Because if when you speak up, you're gonna, people remember you, like, you know what I mean? Stood up for yourself. Oh, this person stood up for himself. I need to do the same thing. I know it's gonna cost, you know, things, but it's very important to stand up for your beliefs, your rights, you know what I mean? As a human being, we have to.
Yeah, that's real. And, you know, I think about the shame and the silence and the manipulation that we were talking about earlier and how dangerous that is. Like, not only to the individual and the psyche, but when you're not having these small conversations, then a lot of bad stuff happens. You know, like, not only does the movement not progress, but everything that it's there for goes away. So then there's more abuse and there's more discrimination and more prejudice. And, you know, like, it gets thick. So definitely, you know, like,
that. I just want to talk about, sorry.
No, go
ahead. Just came on my mind about the issue happened, like, kind of like a few months ago. We have like a bad land. We do free shows. They didn't get paid. So I asked them about theme, Middle Eastern night.
Mm-hmm.
So a queen who is hosting the show, she said, oh, nobody gonna show up for Middle Eastern theme. Then I tried to talk about it. A lot of people told me, no, don't talk about it. Gonna cause an issue, do-do-do. Then until, like, I decided to talk about it, you know, recently. And she come to me like, oh, I maybe had a bad time or drunk. Try to manipulate me. You know? I think we should consider to do it. But that's going to take a lot of time to think about it. Excuse me, you do emo things. You do a lot bad themes. You cannot celebrate culture. Is that hard for you to have to think about it? It's just like people dress up like celebrating, you know what I mean? It not so has to be all lip syncing in Arabic. No, it's just like a theme. Because we have a lot of Shakira.
Ooh.
We have a lot like people, like music inspiration from Middle Eastern culture, dancing. Most of the drag queens, they do dancing. It's all inspired by belly dancing movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
Like the hair flip, the things, you know, the moving the shoulders. It's all like a lot of movements. It's fundamental Eastern. Is that really hard for you to do other things, sensitive things, but you cannot do Middle Eastern?
Right. And it's about giving it credit. Because, oh, it's sexy when it's assimilated and, you know, we're just going to like pluck a little here, pluck a little there, and then put our own thing on it. But when you actually like call it out and acknowledge it and say, hey, this is where we got this, and this is a culture that we're representing now, it becomes something totally different and more confronting. I'm so glad that you were saying that, because I'm like, what does this show look like? Like, I am excited about it. I would love to go see this show. So like, what does it look like to have that event?
Like for Middle Eastern night?
Yeah.
Actually, we have two. One I'm gonna do like in Oakland, California.
Nice.
It's on the 29th Saturday. It's, we call like a Middle Eastern queer party dance, but we featuring drag king and drag queens. I finally, when I you know, spoke up, people found me, like, I'm a Middle Eastern, you know? Then I have one at Oasis, the biggest stage for queer people in San Francisco. It's called Ashq. It's Arabic dancing featuring drag artists. Yeah, I'm very happy, like, finally, you know, to be honest, I showed them. We are Middle Eastern. We love, like, we love to dance. We love to party, singing. After when she told me, oh, nobody show up, Oasis, it was packed. The one Auckland called Kusa, it got packed. I posted the picture, said, look, this is how we do party. You little people come to your club, but we have a lot of Middle Eastern here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I showed them the opposite, what she talked about, the drag queen. Said, look, I post my videos. I'm sure they saw it, you know. There's a lot of people can congratulate me, like, you know, finally lip syncing in Arabic, you know. It felt like I'm over the moon, you know, just to show those people, no, we love life. We love to dance, you know, not stopping.
Yes. Persevere, and that word goes again, represent. It's like when I have the experience that when people think of Arabic people or, you know, like the Middle East, there's a lot of fear, confusion, judgment, stereotypes, like there's all these things. And then we forget the humanity. Like, these are human people. Like they like, and I shouldn't even say they, like, it, life is enjoyable and rich and fulfilling no matter who you are, where you come from, and to deny that and to like live in these assumptions, it's so damning, you know? And yeah, I think about it and like, it's the crap that we're taught. And so to be able to see something different and know something different is just so profound. Thank you.
Unfortunately, some people just like, you know, follow those, I call them shallow, those just, well, they, you know, listen to what people talk. Go search. We are in the, you know, the era of like technology. We have YouTube, everything there, everything in YouTube.
Yeah.
We love, like, Middle Eastern, like, always, they say, oh, they don't smile. They don't enjoy life. Oh, Middle Eastern is a desert.
Oh, God.
When I went to my country, like last month, we have beautiful nature. I'm sharing. Some people, they said, thank you for sharing, like on your stories. We're beautiful. North Iraq, it's beautiful. Like, we have mountains, green, waterfall. You know what I mean? We have rivers, like beautiful people. Like, you know, they go out, you know, we have like some singer, like, you know, events. People dancing, you know, it's just like, I feel sad, like how people think about, sometimes about Middle Eastern, like we think, oh, they are terrorism, they don't like, they're not open-minded, you know. I know we, every culture, we have issue in any cultures, there's a good and bad. What I hate, what I don't like is when you gather, like, you know, but it said, oh, this is a whole country. They judge by the whole country, by the whole culture. No. Even every single homes, they have a different rules. You know what I mean? Like every household, like different than others. So do not like judge the whole culture by the whole culture or by the whole country. No.
Yeah, you know, that's so beautiful, you know, like, it's not a monolith, you know, like, it's unique, and it's diverse, and like, I've never heard it described that way. I'm like, oh my God, that's so beautiful, and there's so much love, and there's so much warmth, and these are the conversations people aren't having. You know, it's like, it's so scary, or it's so taboo that we can't even like imagine getting close to it. Is that fear wall barrier? And I'm like, oh my God, yes, of course each house is different. And of course, like, you know, like there's love and there's family there. And there might even be less BS in the familial sense around these things than here. So like, yeah, like.
I'm sorry, make emotions. It's just like, I really appreciate you. No, seriously, like from the bottom of my heart, like to get this opportunity to share, like, you know, what inside my culture, you know what I mean? Thank you.
Yes. Oh.
This is all beautiful, like emotions.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's perfect. It's perfect. And that's the kind of love and the things that, like, you know, we miss out on so much. I did not catch where your show is going to be in Oakland, and I need to attend. Can you repeat those Oakland and San Francisco one more time so that we can share? Okay.
So we're celebrating Halloween at in Oakland, 7th Street. Show is called Kusev. Also, I posted in my Instagram about it. It's gonna be the 29th. Show start at 8 p.m.
Okay, okay.
The 29th.
Yes. Oh, exciting. I'm gonna bring friends. awesome. And I know we got that out to everybody. So if you are in the Bay Area, definitely check out Shady B's work. So powerful. And support these voices. Like, this is such a necessary. A necessary thing to have. You know, it's like when one person speaks up, the next person feels like they can speak up and so forth and so on. I'm all fuzzy. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to share on the show today?
I want to talk about, you know, about like, you know, living as a queer or gay or lesbian, you know, whatever, like, you know, gender, like, you know, and like, you know, Middle East, it's really tough there, you know. I know it's getting better than before because I did not experience as being like, you know, person who I am right now in my country. I experienced it in Jordan, you know what I mean? It was by accident, to be honest. I have this feeling, but I experienced by accident. But I heard a lot of stories about queer in Middle East, which is very sad, like, you know, early 2000. But right now, I feel like it's more freedom. I see people like, to be honest, the population of queer people is so huge there, but under table. We cannot, you know, the things about my culture sometimes said like, oh, do whatever you want, but not in the light.
Mm. What, you know? What are the consequences? Like,
it's just like, we don't have this, like, you know, education about, like, you know, about accepting, you know, others, you know, we, like different, you know what I mean? Like that we, they have that as a religion and culture, like, you know, oh, men and women, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those in between the culture. I think we don't have education. We don't have like more people talk about it, you know? I believe in the way more talking about it, it will be like normalized. So people that will, even they're not gonna accept it, but they have the education, like they will know those type of people exist, you know what I mean? In the community. I wish there's a lot of people like, you know, talk about it in the media. So educated people, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's gonna be hard to accept it, but unless they know about it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like right. Someone acknowledge it, you know? Because I see a lot, like those new generation, like I have a niece, like I know she was a kid. She always dressed up as a boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Her family, they know. They will celebrate her. Oh, she's like a boy, but they never meant it. You know, just like a joy or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I heard they tried to give her like hormones, female. I said, no, this is a crime thing.
They tried to what?
Hormones, female. They think she has like a more male hormones.
Mm-hmm.
But she, that's always she is the way she is. Like she always does that as a boy, never felt it like she's a girl. I felt like really like very sad when I went there. Like I saw she's 21 years old. She still go to the car as a boy, just up like a boy. But the culture start looking at her, oh, she has a breast. Why she just up like a boy? You know, because when she was a kid, she get away with it.
Right.
But it is, yeah, the queer, I feel there's still a lot of work has to be done. Because I feel bad for those new generation, you know, what they go through. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, some of them, they're not aware of the mental health. Unfortunately, in my culture, like, well, people probably start realize it. When you said, oh, I have a mental health, broke down, you know, they think you're crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
There's.
That's why I was, when I moved here, I didn't know like what mental health is. Like until like, you know, I found out, like I get more educated. I changed a lot when I moved here. Like, you know, I became a new person, you know, because I was willing to adapt the culture. Some people, unfortunately, they're not like brave enough, you know, to get adapt the culture.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very proud of myself. Like I adapt the culture. I said, no, I need to learn. You know me? I'm willing. Still these days, I want to learn about other cultures, about new things, mm-hmm. acceptance. Like, you know, before, like I have an issue, hard time to accept others, you know? I learned, like, you know, I said, no, I need to learn. I need, if I just stay the same in the corner, I'll never gonna experience like others people, like, you know, cultures, you know? So the issues in my, sorry, I don't wanna go off the topic, but it's very important that, you know, I wish we have like, you know, some organization connected with Middle East, you know? From here, like just like get people educate them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's gonna be hard, but I'm sure we're like in the era of social media, there's a lot of possibilities for acceptance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially yeah. TikTok, like TikTok bring all people, like, you know, all people around the world, bring them in one app, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know there's negative things, positive things, you know what I mean? We can choose which subject we're gonna focus on because, yeah, and TikTok, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I feel like in Middle East, I see changes, but in need like works done, you know?
Yeah. That's not off topic at all. You know, and that's exactly what we're doing with this show. One of my questions while you were sharing about all of this was like, you know, having a direct address to the Middle East, like have you taken and done any of your work there? Like even if it's just broadcast.
To be honest, I'm just like afraid to get banned from entering the country because unfortunately it happened with a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A lot of countries, they done that. Like Lebanon is supposed to be like the open-minded country in Middle East, Lebanon, you know? Because we have a lot of trans there, we have a lot of queer. Some areas they allowed, you know? Some areas they don't. But sometimes people get banned, like even like from this country, you know? If you like speak up, like, you know, as a, right now I'm putting my character on, you know? I can't like be myself to speak about issues. I will like get banned.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the way things, that the thing hold me back to be active, you know? You know, in the community there.
Yeah.
But I have a hope. I have a hope things getting better because right now in North Iraq, Erbil, we have like a clubs for queer people, which is amazing. I never went there, but that's why I heard like life as queer in Erbil is like more flexible, but not, let's say like 30 or 40%.
How much?
Which is, I mean, better than nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I heard like most queer people, since they go to the north.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny when queerness is accepted in a particular area, then that then becomes the queer area, which I think is really funny. Like all of a sudden, but it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. They are everywhere. Like I know there's a lot of people like they marry, they have kids, but the society chose for them do things in the dark. They can't bring it to the light because we have like, yeah, Middle East that have a lot of queer people, like, you know, even they marry, they have kids, they're the same, like opposite gender they marry to, but the culture, you know, it's not religion, to be honest, it's more about culture thing because my religion is very peace, you know. We give each of us issues, you know. I know they speak about issues, but it gives us like choices, you know. But the culture did not give you choice, you know. Sometimes when I was a kid, like I said, oh, you're not a god, it's like from, you know me?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, like I was like set up for myself. With other kids, I said, no, you're not a god to judge me.
Right? There's so many parallels, you know, yeah. Like growing up in the South in the Bible Belt, I'm like, yeah, that was, you know, it's like religion isn't what oppresses people. And, you know, what you're sharing, it's like, oh, you know, like it's cultural and it's governmental, you know, and like one of the things I think it's easy to not consider when you're not in the Middle East or in a country that operates this way, but it's not, like, there are not laws that will, like, criminalize you here for being queer. Now, there are things, there are other oppressive nuances and things that, you know, but criminalization, it's not, it's way different. And so like, yes. I understand like the many, many, many layers of, you know, of why people would be in the closet and so deeply. Yeah, go ahead.
In my country, I never heard considered being queer as a crime. Maybe other countries, Middle East probably, but my country, I don't think so.
Good.
I don't think so. I never heard like something, unless you done something bad, you know? Unfortunately, some queer people like here in US, they talk bad about other people. in social media. You know, they talk about celebrities, like, you know, drag them to the mud, you know, cross, you know, the line. When they go to their conscience, no, they stop them. Not because they're queer or they're trans or whatever. No, you done something bad to mm-hmm. other people.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, when you mentioned being banned, that was the part where I think I got the wires crossed because...
Oh, because I'm going to bring issues, probably speak about things like big pictures. Probably.
I see.
It's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah.
I'm sure of Uganda, you know what I mean?
Yeah, stirring the public boat.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Wow. This is so eye-opening. And I love it. I love it. These are 100% the things and the reasons why we have this show. So you were talking about having, you know, like resources and things to support the Middle East in this conversation. And I do want to share with everyone that Shady B, you are going to participate in the Global Summit coming up this February. Yes, yes. very excited to have you be a part of that. And we are going to be, again, like doing a global address around health and sexuality and breaking down the prejudices and the limitations that keep us from being whole and complete. So I'm really excited to have you be a part of that conversation and come on there and do this work that we need to do for the world.
I hope that some organization I can work on as a Shady B, like,
what was that?
If any organization like willing, like to get, you know, for education, like for sex education, gender education, Middle East, I would like to work with them as a Shady B. You know, maybe some. Not, you know, I'm not going to be at the big picture, but I'll help in some way. You know.
Yes.
I'll be so happy, like, you know, do something, you know, to the community. Even here, I'm sure we have a lot of queer people. Probably listen to me. They're still in the closet. You know, if you want to talk, reach out, you know. I'm here to listen, you know, to support and anything, you know, they want.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. And I am definitely going to be tapping you because as we do this global conversation and really doing the reach outs, we absolutely need representation from all people so that we can reach and touch and inspire all the people. So like, 100% done. Let's start getting some work under our belt. I'm excited. You are incredible. You are so incredible. And I'm so grateful to have had you on the show.
I appreciate your love for this platform. Let me speak about issues here inside and outside, you know. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up, everybody. And you can join us in the after chat if you go ahead and subscribe to our Patreon. Thank you for joining us today. The ITCast is our community outreach podcast that increases diversity in conversations on health and sexuality. Through this work, we are creating a world where all people feel loved, honored, and respected. We do have some upcoming events. As I mentioned earlier, the Chase is happening November 4th through 7th. It is a wonderful event in Northern California where we get to get dressed up in our garb and go play hide and seek in the woods and just relax and kick it for about 4 days with hot tubs. Okay, learn more at chase.pet. And the Global Sexual Health and Freedom Summit, as we mentioned on the show, Shady B is going to be there. We're going to have so many other wonderful speakers and hosts and people to just really inspire this conversation. So get your tickets. Early bird tickets are available right now at sexhealthsummit.com. Again, that'll be February 4th and 5th, 2023. And you can register at sexhealthsummit.com. Reach out, get one-on-one coaching with me. You can book a free connection session on my link tree. Reach out to Shady B, as Queen has just said that they are here to support and would love to hear from and talk to you. So please utilize us as resources. Click the link in the comments below to submit your questions, get access to the bonus content on Patreon, and learn more about our work at theitcast.com. Subscribe to this channel and share with your community. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for having me.
Of the live.